stop, Aussie Math Zone. Sit down, strap in, and learn what they mean by once you go back, you never, ever go back.
And hello everyone, and we're back in the zone, episode 7. It keeps chugging along. Count those episodes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Good morning and welcome. Okay, again, as usual, Adam and Chris are with me on the line, and today I think we've got an email. We're going to talk a little bit about iPhoto. But first, hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And how is yourself, Adam?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm excellent.
Very good. Now, last week we talked about iTunes, and this week I think it's time for... Have you got an email today, Adam?
Yeah, I do. It is from Jolene. So we actually have a... No, don't start singing. We'll get sued.
Sorry.
We actually have a female listener, which is really surprising.
Excellent. 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 We know the demographic isn't... doesn't heavily weigh on the side of females, I don't feel, like in IT, and especially in podcasting. But anyway, Jolene, what's her question?
So she used to have all her photos in... Hello?
Yep.
All right, okay, sorry. She used to have all her photos in Adobe Album or something on her PC, and she wanted to... She's just bought her Mac Mini.
Yep.
And she wants to know what's the differences between iPhoto and Adobe Album, and, you know, what's better, and how should she move all her photos from one to the other.
Okay, so she's got Adobe now on the PC, but she wants to move everything across to the Apple.
Yeah, all her photos that she's taken of, with her digital camera.
Yep.
All the photos of her family and stuff. She just wants to move it over.
Yep. Now, I have a sneaky feeling that iPhoto is the way to go, because she won't have to purchase the Adobe product.
No, she won't. And it's already built into Mac OS X when you buy the machine.
Oh, so, how's that?
I know. It's excellent.
It's great.
It's awesome. Awesome to the max.
Yeah, so sorry, I'm interrupting your train of thought.
So what Adobe Album does is it puts them all in... It actually keeps them all in the My Photos or My Pictures album folder on the PC. So all you have to do is just move all your photos from My Pictures, drag the folder over to an external hard drive, or do it over the network onto the Mac. And then you open iPhoto and just drag the folder in, and it'll import all the photos. So, yeah. And say if you wanted to do it from a CD, you just put in the CD, it'd recognize all the photos, and it would open iPhoto for you, and then you can import the photos.
Now, is iPhoto a smart little cookie? Like, does it do, obviously, would do JPEGs? Does it do GIFs and... All the other
It does TIFFs and GIFs and BOOMPs and...
Everything you could possibly imagine.
All that good
imagine.
Stuff.
Nice, yep. Nice. So, okay, so first of all, either push it across the network, and I think refer to a previous episode about how to connect your two Apple and PC up together on a network. Push it across the network, yep. Push it to a hard drive, and then import it, or push it to a CD and then import it that way. So iPhoto, so it looks after, so it's obviously got like a, some sort of cataloging system. How does it know what's what?
What it does, sorry, you go, Chris.
I was going to say is you can actually create albums, whether it be events or anything like that. So let's say you just went to your friend's wedding, you can put all the wedding photos together and you can actually sort through them, you can edit them. And if there's certain pictures you don't want to delete, but they're not your favourites, you can actually hide them.
Right. So you hide all your nudie shots.
That's right.
Yes.
You don't want to delete them because later on when you're in private, you want to see them. But...
That's right. When you're alone and feeling lonesome. Okay, so...
You said that, not me.
So, okay, so what you do is, so you tag them, is that what you're saying? You put them into albums?
Or what you can do is you actually put them into albums.
Yep.
You have to drag and drop them into little albums. And
so albums is that you make up yourself, like your daughter's first birthday, your wedding, your grandma's 80th, so forth.
Except calls it events. It doesn't call it albums as such.
Oh, okay, right.
The idea is it's for special, it's for the whatever event it is. Or say let's say, your daughter's first day at school.
Yep.
You might have been called your daughter. I'm not going to say her name for privacy reasons, but your daughter's first day of school.
Call her Rosemary.
Was that sorry?
Call her Rosemary's first day at school.
Oh, Rosemary's first day at school, yeah.
Yeah, so can you tag them, like, say, with two different events? Like, say, okay, it might be Rosemary's first day at school. Can you also tag that with Rosemary dressed or Rosemary age 5?
You can attach them, and you can also keep them separate as well. So
yeah, so you can put a couple of events on the same photo.
You can if you want to put the same photo in a couple of events, you can do that. Yes, is that what you mean?
Yes. So you got one photo, but then you can search for it by looking at Rosemary's first day at school, or you can search for it by Rosemary age 5.
It's just a different tag.
Yes.
Yeah, so you would attach the first day at school tag and the age 5 tag or whatever.
Yes, yeah. Yep, nice. Okay, and so, okay, you organise your photos into events. Obviously, there'd be some sort of timeline. You'd be able to extract them how you like, search for them, or just play them through in a timeline style, I would imagine.
Yep, yeah, there's a slideshow function that goes with music, and you can add your own transitions and everything.
Yeah, so
and also there's integration with iTunes where you can put songs from your iTunes library to play in the slideshow.
Oh, isn't that good? That's nice. That's nice. Because just for example, what I use mine for, well, I don't obviously have iPhoto, but I have a similar program on the PC, and yeah, I've tagged all my photos like meticulously with everyone that's in it, where they're at, and all that sort of stuff. And then when my little girl's birthday did come around, I just searched for all of her. So I just typed in, say, Rosemary, and then all the pictures of her, any picture that I had ever taken with her in it came up. I hooked the PC up to the TV, put it on the slideshow. The TV showed the pictures throughout the day, throughout a birthday party, and yeah, we just played music on the radio. So that was a great thing to do. Yeah, everyone was going, you know, that's brilliant. You know, like, because otherwise you got your photos in a box and it's a hassle to get them out of the roof or wherever and yep, show them off. Yeah, oh, this is great. iPhoto's great.
That's the new age way of doing it. That's the way we should be doing it, because we're not in. We should be more in a paperless society where we can do digitally. It's better digitally too, because you don't get greasy fingers on them.
Yeah.
You don't get dirty fingers, because your daughter will probably be eating some birthday cake.
Yes. That's right. And so there's probably one thing that comes to my mind now that we should discuss, and I think we have discussed it anyway. But if you're going to put your photos and all your irreplaceable data, make ssure you back it up. Make sure you back it up on your computer, put your backup away somewhere, do another backup and give it to a friend or a relative to use to store at their place just in case your house burns down.
And there's many, many different devices that allow you to do that. You can do the simple method where you just burn CDs or DVDs and give one to your mate and then one sister or whatever. Or there is devices like the Drobo, which is, we won't go into details, but it's basically a RAID backup system.
Mm-hmm.
And, because it's RAID and you use several hard drives, even if one hard drive fails, the data's still safe.
Yep, so whatever you do, find out a backup system that suits your needs and just do it. So, now, iPhoto,
with a Mac, you have Time Machine set up, so you don't have to worry about doing it yourself. You can actually...
So make sure you know how to use the Time Machine correctly, but it does not replace an off-site backup.
No, absolutely not. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
You still should do an off-site backup, especially for photos or movies or... You know,
that's right. Yep. Anything that you can't replace. So say one of my friends takes a photo and it's upside down. Is iPhoto powerful enough to change that?
Yeah, all you have to do is you double-click on the photo and it brings up a different menu. It's not a menu, it just brings the photo up in a larger size and has all these options down the bottom. One of the options is rotate, so you can either rotate it counterclockwise or clockwise, doesn't really matter, you get to your result anyway. But you can rotate, you can crop, and you can also edit the photo. Say if it's a bit dark, you can adjust the exposure. If it's a bit colorless, you can add, you know, brightness and contrast and saturation.
Now, what exactly?
All that good stuff.
What exactly is crop? What's cropping?
Crop means, say if there's a lot of dead space in your photo where there's nothing really going on, you can, or if there's a certain part of your photo that you want to take out, cropping allows you to take all that bad stuff or all the stuff you don't want and just get rid of it.
So say for example, then you might take a photo of somebody, your brother, standing in a doorway. Now, you're only obviously after the image of your brother, so you can crop around your brother and delete the doorway and just have an image of him.
That's an excellent example.
Yep, so you're getting rid of anything you don't want and just keeping what you want. Nice.
Yep.
Or let's just say you're taking a beautiful family photo, but there's some dork in the background who decided to pop up and do bunny ears or something.
Yes, an unwanted. So you could
a bonehead, so to speak.
Yeah, but is cropping, would cropping, because it actually, it only allows you to do it in a square or a rectangular?
No, that's what you can do in iPhoto is adjust each side individually, so you don't have to do it to a certain shape or size.
Right, oh, that's pretty handy. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so if you want to share your photos with your friends, can you do that? So, like, what?
Yes, you can. You can take an album, like in iTunes, you can take an album and burn that to a CD, call it what you want, and do whatever. Or say, this is good for old people, elderly people. You can actually make a photo book. And what you do with this is you create, there's templates set up, and you put your photos and you arrange them. And Apple will print them out and put them in a ring-binded book and send it to you, and you can give that to whoever you want.
Okay, so this is available in Australia?
This is available in Australia. It's, available anywhere.
Okay, so, but are they actually, like, printed, that like, it's the Apple Australia are doing it, not like, they're not coming from the US?
No, it's local. Yeah, it's all based in individual countries.
Okay, nice work. So that's what a photo book was. I never knew what that was. What else is Jolene? Is she after anything else with that, or that's pretty much right?
Yeah, pretty much. Just something about smart albums. Yeah. She wants to arrange photos. You know, there's precise ones she wants based on some metadata she's put in.
Yep.
In Adobe album.
Now, metadata is just like tags?
Tags and all the stuff that comes out of the camera when you take the photo.
It's like date, time, camera, all that sort of stuff, yep.
Yep, exposure and everything.
Yep.
And smart albums you can set up just like in iTunes by pressing Option, holding down Option when you press New Album.
Right.
And you can add as many... add as many options as you want, you know, do it by time taken and tags or whatever, so.
Okay, nice work. So iPhoto is probably not the most powerful photo editing or storage program out there, but it comes free with Leopard or with your operating system, so give it a burl, and if it's a bit, you know, light on for what you need, then you go looking for something else, but to start with, give it a shot, give it a go.
Yep, it's not a very powerful editor, but it's a great photo management tool, you know. And if it'll get rid of red eye and stuff like that, all the basic kind of stuff that you would generally want out of a basic editor.
Yeah. So when I mention the powerfulness of the program, like for example, like the program I use on the PC, I can put a box around, say, my face on a photo, and then it will go through the whole album, a whole database of photos looking for my face, and it will find it and search result, bring back just those photos. So that's a really that's a really powerful feature, and I'm sure it brings back a lot of good results. Like, it matches pretty well. It's good.
So what's the name of the program for those still PC users there?
Now, I'm sure it's available on the Macintosh as well, because it's Adobe Photo Elements.
Ah, yes.
Oh, so that's part of Adobe Photo Elephants.
Yes, and Elements as well, not just for elephants. But
Elephants is $20 less.
That's right, and a lot lighter. Okay, so that must just about be all we can talk about for iPhoto, unless there's anything else.
That's all Jolene wanted to know.
Yeah, it does JPEGs and all that, make a backup, yep, blah, 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 smart albums, yep, yep, lovely work, lovely work. All right, well, I'm sure we've got another email, because I know you guys just had to buy a new ream of Reflex the other week just to print them all out on.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no, we don't print them out because we care for the environment. Just like on my signature, think about it before you print your email. Please.
Very good. Very good. Just as well, you're on the green trail. Okay, so who's next? Who have we got another email? Something we're going to talk about next?
Another emo?
Yes.
Another emo, yes.
Who have we got?
Yeah, it was from Jake, this one.
He's emailed us before, hasn't he, Jake?
Probably has, but...
Could be another one.
Really, yeah.
Have to probably check his address. Yeah.
And all it said was iMovie.
iMovie.
And then he signed it Jake.
And that...
So I'm assuming he wants to know about iMovie or something about it.
Okay. Well, let's start from the start.
Well, so iMovie comes default on your new Mac, and all new Macs would come with iMovie 08, the newest release of iMovie.
Yep.
But the thing is, with iMovie 08, they completely rewrote it from the ground up for this new version.
Yep.
So it's a completely new interface. It's completely different from all the usual movie editors.
Right.
So if iMovie 08 really isn't your thing, you can download the older version of iMovie, iMovie 06, for free off Apple's website.
So what would be... I'm just going to say, what would be the actual difference? Why wouldn't you want 08? Like, it would do exactly the same thing but look different, or it actually does different things?
For example, it's a lot quicker to make a movie, but the thing is, it's not the average timeline editor.
Okay.
You can't... It's missing features. Because it was rewritten, there's features that are in iMovie 06 that aren't in iMovie 08.
Okay,
If you look at iMovie 06 compared to 08, say if you were used to the new the older version, it's going to take a lot of getting used to the new version. So that's why you would download iMovie 06, and probably just because the fact that you can is a good one.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah. Well,
how do you actually activate it, Adam? Because I haven't actually done it myself yet.
To download iMovie 06, all you have to do is go to apple.com/iLife/iMovie, and if you have iLife 08 on the screen, I think in the left hand column, from guessing, I did this a long time ago, but it'll give you an option to download the older version of iMovie. It does some freaky magic voodoo stuff that allows you to do that. So
iMovie 06, did you say, has a timeline but 08 hasn't?
Yes. It's a different type of editor.
Okay, so how do you do and push a movie together without a timeline?
It's all based around clips, and iMovie 08 does... clips. It shows an individual picture for a part of a movie and cuts up places where you've paused it, and there's a new image and all that, and then it just arranges it down the bottom.
So have you used 08?
I have used 08, although not extensively. I did use I did do a video production for my school, but I did most of it in iMovie 06 because it was a concert and it was about an hour and a half, and iMovie 08 isn't great for long concerts and a multi-camera shoot.
And plus, you would have been more familiar with 06 at the time, I guess.
Exactly.
Mm. Yep.
So I have used iMovie 08, and it was actually a little bit difficult for me in the beginning to get the concept of it.
Yep.
It is really simple when you get it.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, if you've used other ones, it's a little bit complex.
So other than the timeline, how is there any other differences between other movie editors or other clip editors, video editors?
It's pretty.
Nice. Good.
That's the difference.
Yep.
It has a completely different feature set. It's a lot more visual-based than... Well, I mean, movies are visual-based, but it's... Yeah, I really don't know how to explain the differences. It's...
Yeah, so I guess... So does it have inbuilt transitions, and you can ask, but can you download different transitions and so forth?
Yeah, it has built-in transitions. You can, you know, get plugins and stuff for it that'll add transitions and stuff.
Okay. So for those of you who don't know what a transition is, it's just if you're moving from one scene to the other, and maybe, like, say, for example, what's a good one, like, remember, they'll get smart shows where, like, a little jigsaw puzzle would black the screen out, and then the jigsaw puzzle would disappear and the new scene would be there.
It's an interesting question, Adam. Do you know Get Smart or You're Too Young?
I have heard of Get Smart, and I remember watching a couple of reruns on Channel 9 when I was younger.
Okay, right. I thought everyone would know Get Smart no matter how old you were.
That's a great
show.
Oh, it's an excellent show.
Yeah. Okay, so movie, library, and...
Would you believe it's an excellent show?
I would believe that. movie, library, and clip library.
This is kind of one of the strange concepts iMovie has. It thinks that everyone wants to have all their movies with them at the same time so they can watch them at this, you know, kind of like iTunes in one library.
Yep.
So you have a project library, and then you have the clip library, which is what you have... imported from your camera.
Right.
That's what you add into the movies.
Yes.
So it's a little bit strange. You drag the clips between the different windows, and so
yeah. So I think so. Your clip library is populated with the stuff that you've actually dragged from your camera.
Yep.
And then what happens is you make your little movie out of it. Like you pull your clips that you want into your, I would say, the way I could explain it would be your timeline sort of thing, into your movie timeline, and then that's your movie library. Is that it? Right.
Pretty much. Yeah. I don't actually have it in front of me at the moment. But
The one time I've tested it out, I don't have a digital camera. The one time I tested it out, that's exactly how it worked for me, so...
Yeah. So with all these, like with the iPhoto and the iMovie, where do you go for instructions or how-tos? Is there books, or is it just like you just have to Google it or listen to great podcasts like this?
Well, the first choice would obviously to download this, but all Mac OS X applications or programs have inbuilt help.
Yep.
So if you can't find a menu that you want, you can just type in help. So say, you know, in iMovie, you type in how do I add a fade to black.
Yes.
You type in fade to black, and it would give you a spotlight over what menus to hit.
Nice.
And what buttons to push.
Okay.
So it would either do that, or you can go to the official, you know, help viewer and type in your question there, and it give you, you know, relevance and whatever, and all the options there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. Now, so starting from scratch, you've downloaded your 06 and or you've already got loaded up 08. Now, how do you get your video camera? How do you get your stuff onto your computer?
Do you want to take this one, Chris?
Yeah, I can take this one. How you do it is it's either with your digital video camera, your DV camera, whether it be mini disc or mini DVD. Basically, what you do is you connect it up to your computer via Wi-Fi.
Firewire.
Thank you.
There's too many wires.
Yeah. Why can't they just go tech unwired? Honestly.
Oh, no. Yeah, so you hook your camera, your video camera up to your computer through your FireWire, and then your computer automatically goes, ha-ha, camera.
Yes, it goes, ha-ha, there's some video on here. I'm going to ask you, would you like to import the video? And you go, yes, and it imports the clips.
So if you've got 08 and 06 on the machine, How does it know which program to open to import?
What it'll do when you have either of the applications open, if you have both of them open at the same time, I actually tried this. It will ask you which program you want to import into.
Right.
Which is a nice feature.
Yeah.
But if you have neither of them open, you just have to open one of them up, and it'll directly pop up there.
Oh, right. Nice.
And actually, in iMovie 08, it'll actually, as soon as you plug in, it'll pop up with a semi-transparent menu, you know, with all the rewinds and, you know, play, pause, and stop, and that kind of thing. And just hit capture when you want to get to it.
Yeah, so when you hit capture, so that's a button on the iMovie software. So when you hit capture, so it just plays the tape and just imports everything as it goes along. So does it import each, so when you push pause or you stop the tape when you're actually filming, does it import that as segments, or does it just import one big continuous piece of footage?
No, what iMovie does, when it sees a major change in the picture. So say if you're going from a light scene and then you pause and then you're in a dark scene, or if you're somewhere else completely, it'll separate that into separate clips.
Right, yes. So that just helps you when you're later on, when you're in your clip library.
It is one big file, but it is separated into kind of chapters, I suppose, like a DVD.
Yes, that's probably a good way of putting it, yes. Okay, so then you import it all into your computer, and then you can just start mucking around with it. And look, I'd imagine it would take a long time to get a handle on it. Maybe not a long time, but a little time to get a handle on it. But once you do, export it back to, your CD or your DVD, I guess.
Yeah, you can either export it to iDVD, to make a DVD out of it, which we'll talk about later. Or you can go to QuickTime or AVI or,
right,
you know, any of the formats that QuickTime supports. So.
Right. Yeah, so that's a good way. So that's a good thing, yeah. So pretty popular program by the sound of it. Now, a little note also, just right at the end of his email, was DV cameras, hard drive cameras, and mini DVD cameras. What does he mean by that? I don't understand what he means by that.
Like, there are different types of cameras, and probably the best cameras for iMovie at the moment are ones that are supported, amazingly enough. So all cameras that are out on the market today are supported by iMovie 08, because they're basically the same, to a computer.
Mm.
I know that hard drive cameras in iMovie 06... were a bit patchy, but they're all supported in iMovie 08.
Right.
So the problem with DV cameras is because it's tape, and because, you know, you can fast forward tape, but it comes out all garbled.
Mm.
It'll only capture at 1x, so it'll be the same amount to import as what it took to
tape
to shoot it. So
yeah. So it's just real time importing.
And hard drive cameras, because they're a hard drive, they can do it at really fast speeds, which is an advantage if you're on the run from someone. And mini DVD cameras, because all Macs, apart from the Mac Pro or slot load drives, will screw up your DVD drive if you try to put it in. So tip, don't put it in.
Right. So when we say that they're not support, when certain cameras aren't supported, it basically means that when you plug it in, the computer's not going to go, you've got a Sony XL blah, blah, blah camera. It's going to go, you've got something hooked up, but I don't know what it is.
Pretty much
all that. And then the computer natively just does not know how to interpret the data that device is going to send it. So therefore, you either... You've got to go out and get another driver for it and load another bit of software into the computer so your computer knows how to handle that device that you've just hooked into it.
But if you have a fairly recent camera, like in the last 3 or 4, maybe even 5 years, it should handle it well, unless it's like a VHS camera.
Yes. Or Beta.
Yeah, that'd be even rare.
Or a Super 8.
Actually, speaking of beta, you know all the TV crews and all that, they've been using beta all along.
Yes. Well, beta was historically and factually a better system than the VHS.
Yeah, higher quality, but in the end...
The marketing gurus.
VHS won, and we've moved on a long way from there.
That's right.
It's just like the Blu-ray HD war.
It's
probably
going
to be over by the time you listen to this, but...
Who knows? It might go on for millions of years. But anyway, I think we've come to the end of this Aussie Mac Zone podcast. Have you guys got anything else to add to iMovie or about iMovie?
Were we going to go on to that other email about iWeb or not do that?
No, we will have to lay that one over till next episode.
Okay.
So next episode, episode 8, we'll be talking about iWeb, all the fun and dandy things that can be done there. And I'll be...
Among other
things. Sorry?
Among other things.
Yes.
iWeb and other stuff.
Among other stuff. Make sure you join us for episode 8 where we'll be talking about the iWeb. Email Chris or Adam at chris@aussiemaxzone.com. You can email me at glenn@aussiemaxzone.com. That's about all from us for this episode. Salutations and farewell, guys.
Yep, and we'll see you around the twist.
See you around the twist, around the bend, and wherever else we might catch you in a dark alleyway tonight. Okay, out of the zone. Goodbye.
Bye.
You're now leaving Aussie Mac Zone. Aussie Mac Zone was produced by the Secret Hub Studios in association with Aussie Tech and Tech Wide Australia. Hope you enjoyed your stay.